Shad and Carly.
It is now officially in full swing and I am living for the new season of The Bachelor. In fact, I have declared it on the show more than once that this is the best series of The Batchy ever. In fact, the best Batchy ever. And he joins us now, Nick, the Honey Badger Cummins. Good morning.
G'day there, how are we?
We are doing very well. I got to say, I'm already absolutely loving you as The Bachelor.
I'm good on you, girl. Yeah, it's a bit of a change up, eh?
Mate, it's good to have a Bachelor that's got a personality, mate. You're in there putting the others to shame.
I mean, everyone's, different upbringing whatever else, I think.
Well, it's funny Shad brings up some of the other Bachelors because, to be honest, you didn't have the best role models, did you? I mean, look what happened with Blake Garvey. Did you watch any of the other series?
No, I've never seen them.
Oh, really? You've never seen any of the other series?
No, no.
Wow, you really went in completely blind. That's a big plunge.
If I knew about it, maybe I wouldn't have gone. But at the same time, you know, I'm so glad I did.
Well, we're glad you got the call up and you accepted it as well. But I got to ask you, there was an interesting moment between you and Cass where she's talking about how she wrote down your name. You had a few dates before she went into the Batchy household. Twitter's gone wild with this. They're saying that she is stalking you. People are asking for you to blink three times at the TV if you're unsafe.
Jeez, they went from 0 to 100 with that, didn't they?
Do you think she's at stalker level or do you genuinely feel like there could be feelings there?
I think this has been blown up well out of proportion. I went on a couple of dates with Cass and this was, I don't know how long before the show, probably 6 months before the show or even longer. So before we even went in on the show, we hadn't talked for 6 months leading into the show. So you can probably imagine as normal, things get blown up and they're actually not what it seems. But what I do know of Cass, she is bloody awesome. She's a real sweetheart. I love that she's on the show there and I get to spend some awesome time with her.
Obviously, three dates and it didn't go any further. So there obviously was nothing there. I'm surprised she actually got a rose.
This is the thing. Timing's everything. As if, you know, how many relationships out there started off with like, oh, we caught up a couple of times, but then he moved there and she moved to or she was working there and then all of a sudden didn't work. It wasn't happening. And then 2 years later, now they're together and they've got kids. How many of those stories do you hear?
Oh, you make a good point. I think I got sucked into the editing because they didn't edit her very well. She did look a little cray-cray.
Yeah, look, I mean, isn't that what... It's yours.
My girlfriend's a big fan of the show. I'm becoming one now as well with you as The Bachelor. It's great entertainment. However, how often are you going to be getting your shirt off during this show? Because rocking out that rig that looks like it was chiseled into Mount Olympus is going to do me very disservice in my relationship.
Or it's going to do you a service and get your rig in order and all of a sudden she'll be buddy on you like a fat kid on a cupcake.
That's a fair point, except I am the fat kid eating the cupcake.
Fair enough, mate. You do you.
Nick, we're going to get you to stick around because there was a point that you made in the first episode of The Bachelor that had me going, wow, I think I've got a connection to you. It really freaked me out. I got goosebumps and we're going to find out next if you and I might have a past.
Okay.
So we're back with the Honey Badger, a.k.a. the new Batchy, and you mentioned on the first episode of the series that you were actually born in a place called Port Macquarie.
That's right, yeah.
So was I. I did not know this. And you're actually 30 years old as well.
All right, the crazy meter's starting to tick up a little bit here, Carly.
I think that we went to preschool together or we have some form of connection. I mean, Port Macquarie's not that big, as you know.
Exactly what Brittany said.
There's a bit of hint of jealousy and a massive bit of crazy going on.
I need to know, though.
Are you saying you seriously, as in you, or you're talking about Brittany?
No, me. I went to Port Macquarie. I'm 30 years old.
I'll cover this for you. So what happened was Carly actually knows Britt from... being in Port Macquarie, or of her.
Of her, yeah.
So she got in touch with her mum to send her, Carly's mum, to send a picture of her preschool class, is that right?
Yeah, I've got it in front of me right now. But
feel free to run at any time.
But the problem is, she couldn't find the names of all the kids. So I've looked through it this morning and I'm like, is that Honey Badger? I don't know what you look like as a child. But I have to know, what preschool did you go to?
Holy hell. What colour is your hair?
Red.
No, it's not.
You could have been my first kiss, Honey Badger.
That's my first crush.
Oh, kissing in the sandpit.
Oh, my God. Was her name Carly?
I remember I just wanted to chase you around and hug you, and you had all the Lego, and I wanted to know you how to go with it. But then I gave you my Lego, and then I just hugged you while you played with the Lego.
Oh, my God. Life could have been so different. Okay, what preschool was this, though? Because I need to know if it was the same preschool, because you could have been chasing another redhead.
I'm going to think for it.
Was it Munster Street Preschool?
I don't know. I'll have to check with Mum.
You're coming on a bit strong, Carly.
Do you think?
You're coming on a little bit strong.
I'll pull back a bit. You know what? In my mind, I'm just going to go with it was the preschool. You're in the photo. You're probably the guy sitting next to me looking at me with loving eyes.
He vividly remembers chasing a young little redheaded girl with the tomboy haircut that reeked of sunscreen.
Yeah, did I have a crooked fringe?
There's a few things crooked, but it's more of a feeling and then a memory jumps on top of that.
Yeah. Well,
thank you so much. It was nice to reconnect with an old friend. I've missed you, honey badger.
Old friend, old flame.
No, look, I'm glad to go here. I'm glad I got to hear your voice again.
Thanks so much for joining us.
Good on you.